Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Foulkes. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. And this weekend, we continued in our series called Alive, where we're talking about this reality that Jesus makes us new. And looking at Ephesians, as we get towards the end of the book this week, Paul kind of talks to us about family, mainly about parents and children. Even more specifically, he speaks to fathers. So the first thing we talked about is how little kids obey, but big kids honor. Some of the struggles that we have in our country right now, 4 out of 10 kids every night go to bed without dad in their home. 1/3 of all children leave the father blank, empty on their birth certificate. So we talked about, the verse says that children need to obey their parents, which is, of course, that comes from a direct quote, right? From the Old Testament, right out of the scriptures where the children are called to listen to, obey, follow their parents. The verse actually is a quote from the Ten Commandments where it says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise that you're, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life. So little kids obey, why? To enjoy long life. So that they listen to their parents when they're little and they don't run out in the street. The broader, bigger question is, not so much about little kids, but what about big kids? We're all children of somebody. How do we honor our father and mother? We said that honor is a choice about honoring our parents' dignity, but not their authority. In other words, when the Bible says for us to honor our parents, it doesn't mean we have to love our parents, admire our parents, or trust our parents. Some parents, some of us are blessed to come from great families with great parents. Some parents, however, are not lovable, admirable, or trustworthy. So how do you do that? How do you honor your parents? There are ways to do that, I think, that are culturally appropriate, where you can recognize their birthday, or you can pick out one thing. You can say, this thing you taught me to do well. Maybe it was managing money, even if it's among 1,000 wrongs. You find ways to honor them, understanding that God is the one who meets out discipline for all of our misgivings. Some people have suffered abuse at the hands of their parents. And so they can kind of be honoring without being dishonorable, right? And that's a broader discussion for forgiveness and how you offer that to one another. But we can honor our parents by honoring their dignity without honoring their authority. Doesn't mean you drop the kids off to spend the weekend there. It doesn't mean any of those things. As much as it does, we have this commandment from God to honor them. Then the second part, and we really spent more time here, is where it says, fathers, don't provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. We talked about our parenting idea that our goal is not to frustrate our children, but to initiate with our children. We talked through maybe David's struggles as a father, and they highlight this verse and what they say, that we have two tools, discipline and instruction. The two words are paideia and noutheo in the verse. So we're getting our word for pediatrics and for nouthetic counseling. We talked about how abuse weakens a child, but training awakens a child. So the word there, discipline, means that we are going to partner, right, as parents in the life to help train our child. Noutheo is more about face-to-face counseling and encouragement. So every kid needs training and encouragement. We have tended as a society to land on one of those two things. It's highlighted in our songs. You know, Johnny Cash years ago sang a song called A Boy Named Sue about an absentee dad who gave his kid a name from the opposite gender. He gave his son a daughter or a girl's name so that it would make him tough. And that's what we thought. We thought it was really, parenting is about making your kids tough. And that was kind of all paideia, right? That's all discipline. But then this big study comes out by the Carnegie Institute in the 1970s, where it said that really, you shouldn't be directive in your child's life, Rather, you're more of a Sherpa or a guide, and you just find out what they want to do and you help them do it. Well, we all know that that's a struggle as well, because kids need boundaries. And so we get both pieces of that. And there may be a more modern song that represents that is a song called Piece by Piece by Kelly Clarkson, where she talks about her struggle with her dad who was absentee. So our goal at LifePoint is to partner with parents, and we do that through the LifePoint Family Framework. There are four M's in the framework: meetings, specific times that you set aside to be with your child. And then there are moments, moments that come up where you recognize, hey, this is a gospel moment where I can speak in to my child's life. And then there are milestones, things like graduation, things like birthdays, unique birthdays like 13, 16, 18, where significant change is kind of signified that it's coming. We talked about some practical things that we can do there for those milestone moments. And then maybe I think the most important one of the four M's is modeling. As a church, we will never undo one day a week what parents do 6 days a week. And I think the most significant way you can impact your child's life is to model Christianity and discipleship for your child. One way that I do that is as I do my devotional life every day. I write down things I'm praying for my family, my children, for the world in the margins of a Bible, so that over time they have these Bibles that have my prayers, my thoughts, God's activity in my life for the future, because I want to model that as best I can. And we do all this because we realize that we have a perfect Heavenly Father that wants to call us son or daughter, expressed to us in Christ. So I want to give you the opportunity to experience God's fatherness in your life today. I'm going to pray, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray. God, you are a good Heavenly Father. Thanks for how you walk with us, how you call us your sons and daughters, not your servants. Lord, you don't call us outcasts that have to earn our way, but rather you call us sons and daughters, not because we're good, but because of the good work of your son, Jesus. And so today, God, we want to walk with you as a son, as a daughter. We want to talk with you as a son, as a daughter. You take the opportunity now to pray. Well, once again, thanks for taking the opportunity to join us on the Drivecast today. I hope that you walk with God in relationship with Him like He's your Heavenly Father, and that you will come back tomorrow and once again join us for the Drivecast. God bless.